everyone, and welcome to the Mirror Disciple Podcast. This is Pastor Jeff Strong, and I'm broadcasting from Nelson, British Columbia. And it's been a while since I've done a podcast episode. That's because our church has been in the process of preparing to regather on Sunday mornings. So as things kind of, we just had our first regathering this previous Sunday. So I think I'm anticipating things kind of moving into a new rhythm as phase two of BC's reopening kind of emerges. And I'm excited to get back to some podcast episodes, have some interviews lined up with some interesting people down the line. But today, I really felt a burden to speak to, well, I guess in the last week, with all that is happening, and this is, I'm sharing this on June 17th, so there's been all the George Floyd protests, riots, just tumult that is happening, not just in America, but across the world. And I want to speak into that in a future episode. But one of the things that I wanted to just share today and to challenge Christians who are listening today is around the issue of the CERB extension by the Canadian government. So the Canadian government just announced that it's extending the Canadian Emergency Response Benefit for 8 weeks. And I want to say out of the gate, I am tremendously thankful that we have a government in place across party lines that is, I think, genuinely being very, very responsive with regard to providing emergency aid to a really unprecedented situation, right? There's a lot of people who are just, in some cases, in a devastating way, impacted by the pandemic and the economic and financial fallout and all of the attendant ways that that just rips the heart and soul out of people in terms of depression, more prone to suicide, increased spikes of domestic violence, child abuse, all kinds of stuff. So the fallout, I think we're just beginning to appreciate. And so I want to say right up front that I was very in support of our government very quickly providing consistent financial aid to those directly impacted by the pandemic. I actually wrote to our MP, Rob Morrison, about that. But I want to share something to Christians specifically who may be in a position to work right now, but are kind of tempted or thinking about foregoing work and instead just taking advantage of another 2 months, at least 2 months more, of the CERB benefit. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 reads, Paul is writing to the Thessalonian church, it's the second letter, and he says, when we were with you, so he says, when we were kind of pastoring and coaching you on the ground, he said, we gave you this rule. So this is a principle that Paul wanted to establish for early Christian communities. And the rule was this: the one who is unwilling to work shall not eat. And this is in a broader context of 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 6 to 15, which is an overall challenge and warning to Christians against idleness and laziness. Part of the implication of discipleship, of following Jesus, is that we are to work faithfully and diligently when we're able to do so. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. So that ethic that whether I'm doing the dishes, whether I eat or drink, whether I'm actually doing my paid employment or I am doing something, you know, quote unquote, off company time, I bring my faith to bear on it in the sense that I work hard at it. I pursue excellence. I do it as if it's an offering of worship to God. And that's a really, really important dimension to discipleship, because our work is one of the main ways that we serve God and other people through our lives. Christians are not supposed to think of their work as, oh, it's just a means to an end, to get money, to pay the bills. It's something much bigger theologically. And it doesn't matter whether we're bagging groceries or balancing spreadsheets, providing healthcare or preparing a sermon, our work is meant to be viewed as one of the most practical arenas of discipleship. We're supposed to move into our workday and our work weeks with a heart that says, Jesus, I want to learn from you how to do my job in a way that brings you glory, that dignifies and blesses the people I'm working with and the people I'm working for. And I want my work to produce good things for other people. So I want to go on the journey of how do I grow every day, every week, every month, so that through my work, God is being blessed and other people are being blessed. And one of the important things that we understand as we study the psychology of work is that moving into work that way brings tremendous blessing on ourselves. And, you know, all we have to do is think about some of the times in our life where we haven't had meaningful work. We've wanted to work and haven't been able to. Or we study the lives of people who, for whatever reason, aren't able to work and serve their neighborhoods and communities through skills and talents for whatever reason. Maybe it's a health crisis or employment challenges. When we don't have a meaningful rhythm of work responsibilities, it erodes so many dimensions of us. It decreases our personal confidence over time, our sense of purpose and dignity. All those things wane, and depression increases, and so does acedia, which is an old Latin term that tries to capture the sense of just a lack of enthusiasm. There's just an encroaching numbness or deadness of spirit when we don't feel like we're being challenged and used to in ways that produce things for other people, that help other people, where we're not able to bring our talents and skills to bear on the world when we're in a situation like that. And I'm not talking about like a day off or a vacation time. I'm talking about when our established rhythm of life is without work, the fruit of it is almost all negative. A life divorced from meaningful work, even if it's built around recreation and ease, is rarely actually recreational. It rarely builds into us. And so when we're able to work, but choose not to, as you know, I'm speaking to Christians here, you are sinning. Because what we're doing, in effect, is saying, I am deciding not to bring my energy, skills, talents to bear on my neighborhood and my community. I'm withholding myself as a conduit of blessing to other people because it's easier for me, it's more convenient for me, I feel entitled to do that. Doesn't matter what the rationalization is. The bottom line is it's a sinful impulse and it's a sinful expression. Because part of what it means to be human is to be, like Adam and Eve, we're meant to be gardeners. And not in necessarily the literal sense, but at least in the metaphorical sense, we're meant to be men and women who have a task that no other creature has, which is to develop and to cultivate and to bring out and to grow and expand the potential of creation. That's what it means to be a gardener in this Eden. And so when we don't do that, when we purposefully choose not to do that, then we're actually doing something which is very counter to how God has designed us. So we shouldn't be surprised when we don't suddenly swell with confidence and with a sense of self-worth and dignity, and we just begin to kind of feel like, oh, something's not right. Yeah, something isn't right. We're meant to work. Now, when I say work, that I hope you hear, that means way more than just paid employment, right? It can cover activities like volunteer service or being a stay-at-home parent. The principle is that it's work is about using your energy and your talents and your skills in service of other people. And it's a sin for a disciple of Jesus to live into a lifestyle that is built around the values of ease, laziness, personal comfort. Even if we're in a position where maybe we can't, we honestly are trying to get work, we can't get work, we need to use CERB in this interim period, we should still be praying and asking God, okay, God, I'm getting this benefit. Awesome. Thank you for that, God. Thank you for being in a country that provides that kind of care and support. But I'm not just going to take 2 months off from working and serving. I'm going to look for a way to volunteer in my community. I'm going to look for a way, even if I can't gain a meaningful employment in any way. I've put out resumes. I've knocked on doors. I've inquired via Facebook and different things. But there's no traction for whatever. And there might not be for a while. But we still have a responsibility then to work, to bring our talents and energy and skills to bear on the world. And I know that some of us are working jobs right now, or we're in less than ideal job placements, but even when the work before us is challenging, it's never an excuse as a Christian to opt out and just to live off social benefits and then just to kind of live according to our own patterns. So if you're in a position to work or to serve your community somehow because of the CERB benefit, do so. That's an important way that you honor God and grow as a disciple during this time. Okay, that's my thought for today. I will do another episode in the future discussing Black Lives Matter, racial reconciliation, and just trying to navigate some of the storm that has overtaken things, and to provide a context for it and offer some of my thoughts on how we as Christians engage this reality in a way that is wise and biblical and loving and caring, but still have a little bit more homework and processing to do on that front. So see you later. Hope you have a great day. Take care.